Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. You're on KX93.5, and I have one question for you.
Yes. What is it?
I forgot. I think it was something like, were you trying to kill Dylan's cat?
I did not try and kill Dylan's cat.
Well, explain yourself. Please explain to our listeners exactly what happened.
Okay, so they are redoing the plumbing in our kitchen. They were, because we're moving our sink. We're doing a renovation of our kitchen. So the wall was open, and it's been open, you know, for a week or so while they move pipes around, and I don't know what they're doing in there. And I guess they closed it up with drywall, and I was coming out of the back part of the kitchen where, like, there's another room where we're kind of living right now, and I was heading out the door, and I just heard a muffled meow, and I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like it's coming from the wall. So I, like, screamed for Dad, and he came running over, and I go, I think Mufasa's in the wall. And he's like, oh my God. And you don't understand, Dylan already doesn't trust us, so this was not good.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's just pause there for our listeners who don't understand my family and what's going on here. So this is my mom. My brother is Dylan. He has a cat named Mufasa, and they all live in the house we grew up in Mission Viejo, but it's currently undergoing renovations, and basically the wall was open. I don't know why you're telling this story of your of the house being gutted, and I was getting this image of, like, somebody in surgery, like a human body, like there's an opening and then you don't want foreign objects to get inside before you sew it back up, you know? That's kind of like what it sounds like happened, but it happened with a cat. So Mufasa got trapped inside of our walls, and thank God you heard it in time. So what happened? How'd they get him out?
So we immediately told our contractor. He didn't do it. It was one of his workers who felt horrible. And I'm like, don't feel bad. I mean, obviously he was quiet. He hid in a corner.
Maybe he was hunting rats back there or something.
Well, I hope not. So our contractor grabs his drill and he, like, furiously unscrews like 30 screws on this one panel of drywall to, like, pull the, and then I had my camera ready because I was, like, going to take a picture of Mufasa coming out, and Mufasa didn't come out. And then all of a sudden you see this, like, black bullet, like, shoot out of there. And poor thing, he was a little traumatized. I had to go spend some quality time with him in Dylan's bedroom and try and calm him down and wipe all the, you know, brush all the white dust off of his fur. And but so, it was so scary. Poor thing. I felt so, so bad. And if we hadn't hurt him, who knows?
So how
it
did,
awful.
Here's the question. How did Dylan handle all of this? Because I know how much he loves that cat. Did you tell him?
I wasn't going to, and Dad did, and I'm like, you shouldn't have, because that already worries him. Dylan's worried his whole life that I can't handle things. Like, do you remember when Savannah used to run away from home or sneak out when she was two?
And because, like, you're a terrible mom.
So she would, like, sneak out of the doggy door. I mean, there was no way we could keep this little girl home. And Dylan didn't want to go to school because he didn't trust that I would watch her during the day. He was like, you're going to let her run away.
Dylan has always been an old soul. He's always felt responsibility. But so I know you did tell him, because here's what happened. I get this text message with all of you sent this to a group of the picture of Mufasa being rescued from behind the drywall. And we're all
I did
laughing.
Not include him.
Actually, you didn't include him. And most people were like, oh no, what happened? Is he okay? And Arena and I just wrote, like, I think I sent a laugh at crying emoji, and Arena just said, like, ha ha. And then Dylan calls me later that day, and he sounds really distraught, really somber. And he starts, he starts going into this thing about, you know, I have something to ask you. Like, I thought something bad happened actually for real in his life. And then he basically said,
that was horrible.
Mufasa's fine. So basically he doesn't trust you. He wants us to watch his cat while he goes to Europe for 3 weeks this week, or he's leaving on Saturday. He wants us to watch Mufasa at our apartment.
That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. What he doesn't see is how much we do take care of his cat. Like, when we are constantly loving on that cat sleeps with us. That cat is like our baby.
Mufasa would be much happier at home
with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We would definitely lose him. And we have coyotes all over the place. And we have a little baby that would probably strangle him if he got a hold of him. Yeah, but Leland would probably, well, actually, Leland would get in serious trouble with Mufasa because he would run after him. He's used to playing rough with his dog, but I don't think Mufasa would like it.
No, Mufasa would get tired of running.
Well, Mom, thank you so much for coming on and telling this story. I think it's hilarious. I think, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and cats have 9 lives, so he's fine. Mufasa's
fine.
He's a great cat. And I love that cat.
He is the best cat. We love him a lot. We hope that Dylan doesn't relocate him for the rest of this renovation, because
you guys are losing your privileges. he's looking for foster parents.
We suck.
All right. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.